This is Lori Hartwell. I'm the president and founder of Renal Support Network. I'm so pleased to announce the 17th annual essay winners. You get a chance to listen to their words of wisdom and be inspired. Enjoy.
The Warrior, the poem. You take me back to a time and place that I do not want to be, that I do not want to face, that is my worst enemy, where I question me, where I will stare in the mirror if the warrior is still there to fight for what is fair, for what is right. You take me back to all my cracks, fade to black. You know all about my kryptonite, my shadows of doubts. Why is it always a fight? Why is it never easy? Making me feel small, letting me fall, for me to prove to you that I am tough enough, that I'm good enough, for me to rise up, to defend and defy, to stay alive as the survivor, as the warrior. I am wired. I am tired. I am the fire. I am the flame. Let's play this game. You will know my name. You will no longer play me for the fool. You will know this to be true. Do not mistake my kindness for weakness. Do not think my silence is acceptance. You can try to shake. You can try to break. You can try to take my spirit, my soul. Does not shatter. I may be bruised. I may be battered. It is mind over matter, for I am the warrior. I pick my battles to win the war. And now the warrior, the essay piece, or part to it. At the tiny tyke age of 3 years old, and back in 1985, when kidney donation, transplantation was not as advanced as it is now, I was diagnosed with renal agenesis. Renal agenesis means that my kidneys never fully developed. I had one kidney shrinking and the other deformed. I was put in peritoneal dialysis immediately. No one in my family could donate a kidney to me, and so it was a scary reality that for me to live my life off a dialysis machine, someone had to die. At age 5 years old and again at 12 years old, I received two kidney transplants from deceased donors. There is not a day that goes by that I do not think of both of my kidney donors and their loved ones. For over 30 years, anything and everything related to quote unquote kidneys has been ever present in my life. In all those years, I've come to experience that dealing with a lifetime and lifelong chronic illness demands much from us day in and day out. We struggle with ongoing issues, control issues, and a constant give and take, struggling to see the big picture when there are loads of little details to recall and execute, aka medications, doctor appointments, etc., and most of all, picking our battles. I do not know about you, but I often feel that battles pick us. It always feels that it is a fight and is never easy or simple. Being a warrior means standing up rather than sitting down, even when we are at our worst and most vulnerable. Yet it also means not being scared to show our weaknesses, because to be at our strongest, we have to embrace our weakest. Our worst and weakest points have made all of us even stronger. Being a warrior is not being defined or controlled by what happens to us, but what we can make happen in the best of ways from the worst of ways, and to always look at the bigger picture and have hope, essentially picking our battles from the battles that have picked us. Every fight cannot be fought. Every battle cannot be won. We will lose. We will win. We learn as we lose, win, and go to live life to the fullest. For we do not know the gift of life until we are about to lose life. I wrote this poem, Warrior, as a reminder to all of us about the warrior within all of us that come out brighter and fiercer when battles must be fought. We are all warriors, kidney warriors. Always wear your bean badge or badges proudly.